Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are on Facebook Live today. Actually, working with a new system. It seems like it's working okay today. But we had some burps last week, so I figured I need to do some rewiring. I did that, and lo and behold, I think it's working today. What do you think?
It's hiccups, not burps, isn't it?
No, it's burps, and maybe a hiccup or two mixed
really?
In.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
So CJ, as you can hear, is in the studio with me. And you can see us on Facebook Live. We apologize in advance. Then we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web, and that is right now made up of Bubble Boy, Barry the Bugger, Vinny Two Tanks, and Captain Walt DeMartini, who is missing at the moment. He's inside. There's some storms going on at the Gomez Hilton this afternoon.
He's doing his laundry, Greg.
He's doing his laundry. Okay. That's what it is.
There are storms everywhere in South Florida, not just the Hilton.
Okay, thanks for that clarification, Barry.
Everywhere.
Well, yes. Everywhere.
Welcome everywhere. To Weather Radio here, the world's first radio
weather
show.
Radio show devoted to weather. There you go.
Only in South Florida. But regardless, yeah, he is going to join us. Well, it's just raining a lot, right? Is it blowing like crazy or what, Barry? What's going on down there?
No, we just have these waves of storms moving in from the south, and every now and then it gets windy.
Okay.
And it rains, and then it clears up again.
All right. Well, once again, it kept us out of the water to go catch lobster, though. But maybe
but
on the, you know,
the sea.
Look at the bright side. Maybe it'll stir them up for next week, and we will make the attempt again. So, you know, we keep getting pushed back because of the weather down there in South Florida. But, one of these days.
What's the water temp like there? Is it getting a little cooler yet?
What do you think?
About 83, 84.
So not really. It's still pretty warm.
Yeah, it's still warm.
That's good. That's bathtub diving right there.
Excellent.
No, that's 89 is bathtub.
Wait, 82, 83?
God damn it, Barry.
Come on, yeah. Barry.
No,
you wouldn't even wear a wetsuit at 83, would you?
Barry, think.
At 83, I'll always wear a skin suit.
Well,
because of all the things, yeah, it's just you don't want to rub across.
Right, that ain't gonna call.
Did he just admit? Skin? Yeah, is he talking about like a skin made from his victims?
Possibly.
They keep you so warm and comfortable.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you don't really want to go much deeper,
Greg,
than that,
CJ. Save this recording; it may be evidence.
Right. Everything's archived online.
Okay, good.
So we're good. But yeah.
You know, I was checking CJ and he might.
Oh, he was checking you out. Yeah. You know, we did put some new lighting on CJ here in the studio. So last week, one of the problems was you were all fuzzy.
Yeah, I needed to shave.
No, I don't think it was that. I think there was something wrong. Like, the camera wasn't working right. You didn't have enough light.
Is CJ permanently out of focus?
No. He has new lighting.
It's pretty bright over here.
That is supposed to brighten his look on Facebook Live so everybody can see the true CJ.
It looks like a full moon is what
in
it looks
focus.
Like.
I heard McDonald's was missing those lights that keep their french fries hot.
Okay. That's
Is that where you got them from?
Boy. The jokes just will never come, will they?
Swing and a miss. 3-2.
I don't know what's going on. But Jerry the Diver Guy is going to join us. And so now we got double your torture. Not only Barry's bad jokes, but surely Jerry will chime in with one or two before the end of the show. Joking. Yeah. So anyway.
Save us, Hemi. Save us.
What's going on?
That was dang good.
That was Bubba Boy. That wasn't Jerry the Diver Guy.
That's right. It was.
Yeah.
Ruin the illusion.
Jerry is logging. Actually, he's getting ready to join us. He has to go grab a beer first. And I believe because it's officially fall now, it is a pumpkin beer.
Oh, God.
Pumpkin spice beer?
That's gross. No spice, just pumpkin. It's pumpkin beer, isn't it, Jerry? Come on. Yeah, that's what you like to drink now for the season, right? Oh, wait, yes,
sure it is. Yeah, pumpkin beer.
Pumpkin beer.
Do they have any beer for men, though, also?
No.
Or just the flavored
stuff?
That is
for men.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking
just
about?
Just the flavored
pumpkin
stuff.
Spice beer would be one that would be less manly.
How about beer-flavored beer?
Yeah, that's what we're drinking now.
Good God.
No, you're drinking pumpkin beer. You just said so. Pumpkin beer.
Parmesan beer.
No. Okay, anyway. Grab the beverage of your choice as we continue on with Scuba Radio Happy Hour. Because we do have a lot of stuff to cover today. One being the Diver of the Week. Right. Yeah, we've just been talking about how great you look on Facebook today, CJ.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
New lighting. There you go.
I'm probably squinting. This thing is like blasting.
No, you look like a ghost. I mean, I'm looking
excellent
at it right now.
In for a suit.
Yeah. So, like I said, we did a little rewiring of the studio video feed. You can look at it and, well, you've been warned. I mean, is the, you know, that's
wow.
Basically what we got to say. What do you mean, wow?
I don't know.
You got nothing?
I don't know if that's a good idea. Put us on
well,
video.
Well, every now and then, you know, we have to just show proof that we all have the faces for radio.
Why? Just let people have, you know, whatever they think.
I just now looked over at Facebook.
Yeah.
Dear God, why have you got him lit up like that?
Because he's CJ he's the ghost.
If you would have been on time, you would have heard him explain
that's
that
right
at the top of the show.
Yeah, thanks for showing up on time, uh-oh, Jerry.
Hey, save the best for last, buddy.
Okay. All right.
When's that? When does that start?
What do you expect? Come on.
Come on.
Who's joining us?
He had to do a beer run. That's what it was.
That's right. I was out.
Priorities, I understand. Yeah, I mean, hell, you know, Walt and even Vinny keeps leaving the room.
Well, Walt called me earlier and said that Greg ain't let me in yet. And I was like, well, I ain't even got logged in yet. And he's like, well, I'll see you in a minute. And then some girl started talking in the background, like, Walt ain't coming.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's not speculate.
I don't even know what that means.
He's laundering. Sure. Walt has company.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And she's drinking the honey wine.
Huh. That's what he has, huh?
Heine wine.
Heine wine.
Hey, now.
Himmy wine.
All right. Well, look, we do have a new Diver of the Week to announce a little bit later on.
I know who it is, too.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
I know who it is, too.
Oh, don't tell anyone.
I'm not saying a word.
We got to let them announce it themselves.
He lives close to me.
Really?
He's famous.
How do you know it's a he?
I know.
You don't know.
I've never seen
him. The only one who really knows is me and the Diver of the Week.
Well, you're just crap out of luck.
Because I haven't told any of you guys this.
I found out somehow.
Well,
yeah. You know what? The
I can change my mind.
The Diver of the Week might have posted it themselves. Because
oh, really?
I saw
did they spill the beans?
I saw a video.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Well, maybe that's part of it. Well, anyway, that is coming up thanks to our friends at Shearwater Research.
He or she is part of the Scuba Radio family.
Possibly. Also, you know, a name from the past, Scuba Radio, the annals of Scuba Radio past.
Annals.
We have Mermaid yes. Abby. Remember Abby?
Of course.
She was one of the original Scuba Radio mermaids.
She was a mermaid when we, Bubble and I, first joined.
Yeah.
And Abby, we got a rapid.
I know what you're asking. Where is she now?
Well, last I heard, she was in New York City.
New York City?
That's right.
Yeah, ooh, actually,
mermaid fetus.
She may still be there, but, you know, she popped up on the internet this week.
What?
Yeah. And some one of those, like, clickbait feeds for fictional monsters or something. Like a video. Like, like the top 10. Well, let me look here. It says, like, top 10 monsters.
You'll click anything on the internet.
Well, when I think it's
someone. It's amazing you don't have a virus every day.
All those pop-ups, Greg.
Well, no, Abby, Abby sent it to me, so I figured, well, it must be safe. And of course, I instantly got a virus and deleted it, but not without watching the video first.
Hence the new computers.
And she sent me a video of like these, I don't know, sea monsters that, you know, do these sea monsters really exist? And like there's this giant moray eel, and there was a picture of a diver smiling at the camera, giving the okay sign, and it was Abby underwater. And I might have even taken the picture. But basically, the video company that produced this clickbait stole one of our mermaid photos of Abby and put it in their thing. So they know
what... Attorneys will be involved.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. But we'll find out more about that eventually on the Big Show. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, Larry. Florida's spiny lobster season is open and the divers are coming for us.
Fear not, my quaking crustacean. We're way too fast for those bubble-blowing morons.
But they have the equalizer.
The equalizer?
The equalizer is a lightweight lobster snare with a one-handed band-powered trigger that grabs lobsters fast. Get your equalizer now at Florida Dive Retailers and at lobstersnare.net.
Larry, duck in. I can see your antenna.
Yikes.
The equalizer lobster snare at lobstersnare.net.
Stuck in the house, your car, or just want to liven up your daily dog walk? We realize that Scuba Radio is only a two-hour show. So, what do you want to listen to the other 22 hours of the day? Audiobooks. Immerse yourself in sun, sand, scuba diving, adventure, and intrigue with international photojournalist and scuba diver Mike Scott.
Mike grabbed third gear and accelerated directly at the police car. The man fired a wild shot and then dove back inside his cruiser for safety. He thought Mike was going to crash directly into him.
Hold on!
He shouted to Carol. He knew she was about to get bounced around pretty hard. He shot off down the road. In his rearview mirror, Mike saw the two men jump into the police car with the driver, and then they worked to get turned around. This wasn't over yet.
Author Eric Douglas created the addictive thrillers Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish. So dive into adventure. Download all four audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.
Hey, y'all, this Jerry the Diver got to tell you about the Moray DCT. It doesn't stand for drinking country tonic. It stands for Diver Communication Torch, a dive light with a noisemaker built right in. Simple and brilliant, just like me. Ooh, is it bright? Plus, you can take it on airplanes because it uses standard C-cell Echoline batteries with 8 hours of burn time. Proudly made in America, the Moray Dive Light DCT. Get yours at moraydivelights.com. That's moraydivelights.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
Breathe steady, old man. Prove you're not completely useless. No, I gotta keep, I keep on breathing.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, keep breathing. You never want to hold your breath when you're a scuba diver, as any diver knows.
Great right? advice.
Yeah. It's one of those things.
Also, above the water, it's a good advice to keep breathing.
Good point. Yeah, you do want to keep breathing.
You can practice that skill anywhere.
Right. You know what was great was seeing Jerry the Diver Guy on Facebook Live, part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, dancing to Ariana Grande holding a pumpkin beer. Only you can see that on Facebook Live.
Was he in high heels?
You know, thank goodness we can't see below his waist.
And a dress?
All he was wearing was a mask. Uh-huh. It was gross.
Well, there you go. So if you want to go see that on Facebook Live, well, you've been warned. All right. So there is a thing going on right now that I found out because of Facebook. One of my good friends on there, Kurt Crack from Performance Freediving.
Is it Kirk or Kurt?
Both.
Kurtsk.
Yes, that's it. And he has been
German.
I don't think I'm giving out privileged information, but he is one of the workers for James Cameron's Avatar movie that's being filmed right now.
That's your celebrity crush, right?
Well, he kind of looks like me. James Cameron and me, I'm his doppelganger.
You should be his stunt double.
Okay. So anyway.
Is he your Aquaman?
He shaved off his goatee, so he doesn't look like me anymore. He doesn't nearly look as handsome as
really?
I.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So you'll be shaving.
But anyway, okay, so they're filming Avatar 2 right now, I guess, in New Zealand or someplace, and doing some stuff in California. We've had a few of our diving friends that have been contracted to work on that film. They're actually filming Avatar 2 and 3 at the same time.
Avatar 2.
Or in sequence.
This time, it's personal.
Maybe. Something to that effect.
Avatar 3, The Reckoning.
But anyway, Kirk was on Facebook talking about being recalled to do some more underwater filming as a freediver. He's a world-class freediver. As who's the other lady that we have had on, Barry? What's her name? Help me out, Jerry.
Megan?
Not Megan. Who worked on Avatar? She was over in the Bahamas.
But Liz?
Yeah, Liz. Right. So Liz was part of this project, too. I don't know if she's part of the latest, you know, thing. But anyway, both of them are working on Avatar 2 and 3 as underwater stunt people. Well, I think they're doing it out in California. So it's being filmed around the world. But, you know, they're in the final stages, I believe, of the filming portion of Avatar 2 and 3, and it's supposed to come out next year sometime. Two will, right? So anyway, there's a lot of free diving involved in the filming of the Avatar movies. You know, we've talked about this before. James Cameron, big-time scuba diver himself, part of the Explorers Club, loves, you know, incorporating underwater elements into those movies. If you look at Avatar, you'll see a lot of the crazy, you know, things that they cover in Avatar. The animals are things we see underwater, like the Christmas tree worms and things like that. They're kind of fluorescent on a night dive. A lot of things that float around on the Avatar landscape are like things we see underwater.
There is a lot of
jellyfish type stuff.
A lot of coloration with that.
Well, yeah. Well, they had also interviewed him about that, asked him where he got the idea for that, and that was from underwater. You know, from him going down to those submarines all the way down.
Yeah, I think it's
first what I just said. He said, they asked him where he got the idea, and he was joking, and he said, your mom's house.
No.
He laughed, and he said, I'm just kidding.
I think it was
I'm not inspired at all.
I think you mistake James Cameron for me in a conversation you and I had.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Happened all the time.
Possibly. All right, but the thing is, they're doing it all with freediving, not tanks, because they don't want the bubbles.
You're welcome.
They want to get that whole thing. And freediving is a pretty awesome activity. I mean, that's kind of an element of scuba diving. And but I read a story this week talking about freediving that kind of shocked me. And it'll be interesting to see if any of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad realize this. But of all the diver deaths, I think from 2018, you know, there's not many scuba diver deaths. We're talking about 150 a year or so. But it ends up there. They said that like a third of them were actually free diving accidents, not scuba diving accidents. Did you know that, Jerry?
Shallow water blackout.
Yeah, water blackout. Exactly. Yeah. But I wouldn't have thought it was 30% of the deaths.
It's well, the thing is though, Greg, that free diving's picking up more and more and more now.
Right.
And there's more people out doing it.
Yeah. So. Well, I think you're right, and a lot of people just think it's as easy as grabbing some mast fins and snorkel, or maybe even skipping the snorkel and jumping in the water and doing some free diving or snorkeling, you know, and that kind of thing, and figure, hey, I could dive down and do this kind of stuff. And these deaths, by the way, aren't during these crazy competitions where you see the free divers are diving down to like 300 feet or more. You know, those competitions and those records and things that they're doing are relatively safe, because the problem evidently is people going out and doing the free diving on their own. And there is, just like scuba diving, we have a buddy team, right? Well, you have a buddy who's supposed to look after him. When you free dive and you've been trained properly, you know that you never free dive without a buddy because of what Jerry the diver guy just said, shallow water blackout, which is kind of a creepy thing because what happens is that you dive down and there's no warning, or it could happen to anybody who's been spearfishing or been free diving for hours and hours or years. And then all of a sudden they have a shallow water blackout. And if there's not someone at the surface looking out for you and to, pull you up or keep you on the surface when you just nod off, you're gone.
Well,
Jerry the diver guy first. What?
The thing with the competition, though, Greg, they've got stage divers all the way down. So
well,
far.
They got that, right? And again, it kind of goes back to having a buddy team. Barry, what say you?
What the question was is that what happens? Do they just learn to ignore that urge to breathe? You know, they're trying to suppress that CO2 in them, and then they just forget about it, and then they run short? What happens down there when that happens?
Well, yeah, I mean, the training teaches you to deal with lack of oxygen and pushing yourself a little bit more than what people think they can do, and then you kind of push it too far. Well, next thing you know, you'll pass out. So we'll talk more about this because it's a pretty serious issue, especially after reading this article. We want to make sure our listeners are here to stay, right?
Right.
Yes.
All three of them.
Yeah. Thanks, Ma. Pa.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. And then we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. Bubba Boy, Barry the Bugger, Vinny Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy, and even Captain Walt DeMartini. I haven't seen Walt yet, but I've seen some of his guests there at the Gomez Hilton walk by.
He's been distracted.
You think?
Yeah.
I told you.
Two big reasons.
Nobody listens to me.
You can see this on Facebook Live, and we will warn you in advance. It's more of a disclaimer.
Feed me.
Okay. All right. I don't know what's going on down there, but God bless them. Yeah. All right. They're not free diving. As we were saying, there was a story I read this week about how this could potentially be a dangerous thing if you do it without the proper training. I mean, you should never scuba dive without the proper training, for sure. Everybody should know that. But free diving and or snorkeling is kind of one of those areas that have come along the last few years, especially, and got way more popular. And we're having more incidents, I guess, of people going down and, you can learn to free dive. Anybody, by the way, listening to my voice right now can probably hold their breath upwards of 3 minutes and dive down to 50 feet with very little instruction within an hour.
That would take me a long time to get to that point.
Within an hour with a proper free diving instructor. I bet you
that short amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah. You could dive down to 50 feet after one lesson. I mean, by the end of the day, you could probably do a 50.
So you're making it sound way too easy. So that's why people
get
hurt.
It's a lot easier than you think.
You are causing people to get hurt.
No, what I'm saying, you can do this, and people see this on TV. They read about it on Facebook and stuff, and they go, oh, heck, I'll give that a go. And if you try to do it without the proper training, you could potentially kill yourself because you could have this shallow water blackout, which will cause you to drown.
No interest. I'm good.
Well, that's a short supply of oxygen to your brain.
Well, that's true. And God knows.
It usually happens when they take their
We got a few examples of those here on Scuba Radio, but that's a whole other issue. More coming up.
This is
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Don't like scuba people. Uh-huh. I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay? Scuba,
scuba. I think you should give it to me.
Scuba, scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know, baby.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
That was a party.
Scuba boy.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
I agree, 100%. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. CJ's in the studio with me, and then the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is connected via the web. And I see Pete from Scuba Board has actually joined the party on cue. When I talked about some of our members of the Scuba Radio crew, sometimes you would think they lack the proper amount of oxygen to function as normal human beings.
That seems to be the only explanation sometimes.
I would agree. Not in the case of Pete. Pete is one of the few, I don't know, logical folks that just join us periodically. So, Pete, thank you for bringing some, I don't know, weight and gravitas to the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad today. No comment. No comment at all. You know, all
silence
is acceptance.
Jerry eat pizza. That's all we're doing.
All I see is I see a big head and a flurry. It looks like he has his cat around his microphone on Facebook Live.
Like a Florida snowball.
Yeah,
Betty White. Like
anyway,
it is a snowball.
Here he goes.
There it is.
And I'm finally got my sound working. Not sure what was stopping it, but
okay, it was
rectified.
Yeah, it's fine. That mute button. Maybe he is lacking some oxygen. You know, I'm starting to wonder. But regardless, thanks for joining us, Pete. It's good to see you, my friend, and hear your voice. It's been too long. You've been pretty busy, right? Been doing a lot of stuff, like replacing roofs and
still in the middle of that.
Yeah, oh, you're still working on that. Yeah, he's living out in the boonies of Florida now, and he has to be resourceful. And, you know, when things, you know, happen to the house, he has to be out there fixing them. And Saturday has been a conflict with him for the show, I guess. Yeah.
This was built in 1978, and it had two layers of shingles, got a lot of rot on the rafters, the trusses.
Yeah.
So when Hurricane Sally was here, we had over 30 days straight of rain, and whatever it was that was leaking finally gave way and plooey.
Hmm. So you woke up and said, "Oh my gosh, I went to bed again." And then you realize, "Oh no, false alarm. Oh, the roof just caved in."
I think we just learned something about Greg.
What do you mean?
There you go.
You're a bedwetter.
No, that's not what I was illustrating there.
Kind of was.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, Pete, we've been talking about free diving. I read this article this week about how free diving deaths have actually made up a third of the total deaths for divers over the last year or so.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, and
I believe that.
I was kind of surprised, though, it was that high. I mean, we've always talked about the fact that, you know, especially during the you know, the beginning of the summer months, you see an uptick of drownings and people's pools and stuff, or people just going down and just seeing how long they can hold their breath underwater. And, you know, I've warned about that many years here on Scuba Radio. Like, look, you don't realize that you can train yourself to hold your breath longer than you should. And if you take a proper free diving course, one of the things we learn is you never do that alone. You always have somebody watching after you, because if you push the limit too far, you will just pass out and you will drown. It won't be the lack of oxygen that kills you. It will be the drowning that kills you.
Or the drowning.
Which is still a lack of oxygen.
Well, I guess it is, but you know, it's water in the lungs, though, and you won't wake up. So,
yeah, shallow water blackout happens.
Yeah, either say that again, Pete. What?
Shallow water blackout happens, and people don't understand the physiology. They don't realize that it's not oxygen that makes you want to breathe. It's the excess of carbon dioxide.
Right.
So a lot of divers, a lot of free divers will sit there and pant or hyperventilate at the very beginning, drive in the carbon dioxide levels so low that you have absolutely nothing in your blood. So when you finally go down, you don't have any of the alarms going off to say, hey, you got lots of carbon dioxide here. You better take a breath.
Yeah.
And so you just run out of oxygen and peacefully go.
Okay.
Actual so your warning footage. Voice sounds like Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, that was weird. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Yeah, by the way, tilt your camera down just a little bit there, because you look like a...
Not too far.
Yeah. We just see the top of your head and some furry thing. And maybe you need some light. That's you need good. Some light, too.
He's got a furry bow.
You look like you're sitting in a dark room.
You weren't supposed to tell people that.
Well, they can see it on Facebook Live. I'm just telling you so you can...
Is that enough light?
It'll have to do. But yeah, that's better. All right, so
I am a troglodyte. I live in a cave.
Okay, but you're in a free dive. Well, I mean, you're a dive instructor, rebreather instructor. I don't know. Are you? You're not a free diver, are you? Yourself?
I am a free diver. I own the fins, man.
Me too.
I go swimming every day at Itchituckee Springs North.
Right.
And, I will dip down. It's only 15, 16 feet there.
Right.
But I go down. It's not very much. And I do it more for the exercise than I do for free diving.
Yeah.
But when I go to Troy Springs, man, I got 70 plus foot to go down. Jug holes, 30 foot to go down.
Jug so holes? What are jug holes?
In Itchituckee.
Oh, okay. That's what they call it
is
jug holes?
That's what the divers call it. The locals, I won't say the locals. The locals also call it jug hole.
I think that's when it's time to buy a new bra.
Blue hole.
Yeah, really? I don't know if that's accurate. But
probably not.
But okay. But would you agree with me, though, with if you took a freediving course, you could take anybody off the street and teach them how to hold their breath for 3 minutes.
30
and,
minutes.
And do a dive down to 50 foot. Easy.
Damn, Greg, you pushing it.
Will you hear it? Wait, quiet! Pete, what do you say? Do you agree with me? Can you do that in a day?
Oh, yeah, in a day, not a problem.
Fact, yeah,
most people, I think, can do it just by practicing. But remember, one up, one down.
Which
you
means?
You start trying to go for depths. One person should be on the surface watching your butt in case you do get into trouble.
Right.
So one up, one down.
There Why do go. They have to focus on the buttocks?
No, that's not what
because
he's talking about.
Because that's what you see disappearing.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe there was something to that, I guess. I didn't know.
Not really, but it sounded good.
It was a really bad save. But regardless, yeah, even Barry the Bugger could learn how to free dive down to 50 feet, despite the fact that he says, there ain't no way I can do that. You're a liar. That's what he said.
You know, Greg, we can get Barry down to whatever feet for 30 minutes. That's no problem.
And just getting him back or not wanting him to
well,
come
why
back?
Why would we want him back? Okay, I mean, but a few cinder blocks to his butt, he'll be down for 30 minutes or longer.
But he sounds like a professional, Jerry.
I know it sounds outrageous that you can do this, but I'm telling you, I've seen it time and time again. And free diving instructors tell me this constantly that I can take anybody off the street and in an hour teach them how to hold their breath for 3 minutes. And to do a dive down to 50
what
feet
if they're
is
a
nothing.
Horrible cardio shape,
but you're
and
using
smokers.
Lock him in the room.
They can do it.
They can do it.
But you're using a weight belt to get down there, right?
Not necessarily, but you might.
Because you work so much harder if you're trying to get down there. You have
wrong!
Lungs full of air.
Oh, now you say use a weight belt. Sure, you want to be neutral. If you're like me, I'm a buoyant guy. Even without a wetsuit, I am incredibly buoyant, so I have to kick like mad. But even then, my best dive is 80 foot.
That's right, pretty good.
I mean, if I can do it, I mean, who can't?
Jerry?
You see those, I mean, they have that training at DEMA.
What do you mean?
And
what
they'll
training?
They'll do that free diving
in
training. Don't you remember when they put them in the pool and the go dive now?
Big
pool?
Wave Dave.
And
well, I don't know.
They do that little
That pool is only 4 feet deep.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter how deep it is. They still, these people have never tried free dive, and they've got them down for 3 minutes in that pool.
That is true. That is true. Just and it, I mean, that's what you do first is you actually hang out in a pool and you work on holding your breath. And they teach you the technique on how to calm yourself a little bit and get to the point where you can literally hold your breath for over 3 minutes. I did.
Greg?
I held my free diving instruction actually happened in Dominica, and I did it with one of the mermaids, and I held my breath for 3 minutes and 8 seconds, which was exactly 8 seconds more than her.
Do you also use that free diving breath hold skill to survive an accidental Dutch oven?
Duh.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I think I got a virus. It's called the corona. This is so much worse than Ebola. It started one day when I took a trip to China. I should have just went to North Carolina. I was just walking around the town having a good time till I checked my temperature and it was 105. I think I got a virus. It's called the corona. This is so much worse than Ebola.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I apologize for that.
People are fantastic.
Well, thank you. But, you know, we didn't do that song. We just played it. And you can find it.
Oh, I thought that was you.
No, gosh, I'm way better.
I don't know.
Well, regardless, it is not. But Divers Alert Network evidently is launching a research project for coronavirus survivors, CJ. That would include you and I.
Yeah, it would.
They're going to do a 5-year study and ask people that have had the virus and have returned to diving to kind of document you know, some of the symptoms and things and all that kind of stuff.
Does that mean they send like a camera crew to your house, like MTV Cribs, and you're like, here's what's in my
Absolutely.
Refrigerator?
Not. No, there'll be none of that. You'll just fill out some kind of survey form. You can go to Divers Alert Network or dan.org and look up coronavirus. They just announced this like the last week or two. Dr. Doug Ebersol is participating, and you and I have to decide if we want to, you know, share that kind of info or not. But here's the thing. I mean, I already know that it hasn't affected me.
Yeah.
So for the next 5 years, what am I going to do? Feel fine.
Still diving, not affected.
Scuba diving. I feel good. No issue.
All data is important.
Well, I agree, Pete. And that's why I said maybe we still will participate. But that's what I do anticipate filling out on the form for the next 5 years if we do end up joining the survey. So, you know, they're obviously trying to get the data to find out, put some of these, you know, concerns to rest possibly too, or find out if there's any truth to them. Because initially when the virus came out, you know, you heard this story online about the divers getting coronavirus and having permanent lung injury problems that would keep them from diving. But these were commercial divers. The study really wasn't a study. It was just like, I don't know, like three or four commercial divers in some weird place in the world. I don't know, Italy or someplace. I forget where it was.
Italy's not weird.
Oh, yeah, it is. Pretty weird. You got leaning buildings.
You're thinking of Avatar.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I take that back. Anyway, you know, we are kind of talking about this free diving thing. And,
yes, we were.
You know, and I just want to make sure we get it out there that, look, free diving is an awesome activity. I mean, I prefer scuba diving, but free diving's fun. Less equipment. You know, people feel more at one with nature. You know, that My Octopus Teacher guy, he was free diving. Shirtless with an octopus stuck to his chest.
Greg, I watched that, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nobody cares.
And it was the free diving that allowed him to get so close to the octopus and have that, you know, special connection with him, which kind of made me feel a little awkward at times. Did it you, Jerry, the diver guy?
Yes, it did.
Okay, see? I'm not alone.
I thought you discussed this last week.
I did. I'm coming up
and
with
the week before and the week before.
Yeah, I thought we were hearing a
Well, it's pretty popular, Barry. You didn't watch it, right?
You're the only one that seems to be enjoying it.
Barry, it's one of the highest rated documentaries on Netflix or documentaries, Netflix. Period.
And they had how many documentaries over the past Netflix. 6 months?
Greg.
Yes.
Jerry has been otherwise octopied.
Yes, of course. Thank you. Just when I thought it couldn't get any worse.
That wasn't bad.
It was, you know, well, I mean, yeah, I guess you're right. That was an upgrade compared to Jerry and Barry, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, compared
right?
to most
Hey, come
comments.
On now. Leave me out of this.
Hey, Pete, can we borrow your writer?
All right. But, you know, My Octopus Teacher is a very interesting film. I mean, I think it was intriguing. No, it's very popular, too. I mean,
hey, Greg, I watched 20 minutes and bailed out.
Well, that's you. You need more action.
A couple things.
I understand.
I think we need to clarify about free diving.
Yes.
Free diving and scuba diving don't mix.
Because
a lot of people
regular diving
go free
is not
diving.
Free.
Every people want to go free diving after they go scuba diving, and bubble pumping can occur. When you go down
Hold
deep
on,
enough,
bubble pumping, bubble boy, care to comment? Yeah, you better not.
As you go down,
you got your hand up, ready to pump.
The bubbles in your blood can get reduced to the tiny enough size where it passes through the alveoli and gets on the wrong side of the lungs,
right?
So that you can actually have a stroke. The second thing is that about holding your breath, we have what's called the mammalian diving reflex, which means when we get water on our face, especially if it's cold water, our heart slows, our blood pressure depresses,
right?
And we're able to hold our breath longer just because of the water. It's in our genes. It's built in.
We're mammalians.
We're mammalians.
Yeah. See? So, yeah, that doesn't sound like a pleasant way to go. So you don't want to free dive, you know, after you've been diving. You should know that. They don't let you do that on liveaboards, or they, you know, tell you don't try to just jump in the water and start diving down free diving after
you wait a few hours.
Yeah, but you also, like you said, one up, one down, When it you always dive with a buddy team, not only underwater scuba diving, but free diving. That's where this is really important, because if you do have that issue where you black out due to lack of oxygen, let alone the stroke issue, that's a whole other thing. But the shallow water blackout, that's what's really causing some problems. So there you go. Public service announcement that we eventually got to after just talking about it for a little bit. We got other things to discuss. Being left at sea after your day of diving, you come up from the depths and your boat's not there.
No, thanks.
We got a scary story to share in hour two. Plus, the diver of the week. Who could it be? We'll let you know. Thanks to our friends at Shearwater Research. Next, stay close. You know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not the one. Yeah, we in love here. Down in the mud.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.